All right, let's turn to our passage, Proverbs 25, verse 14. It's only one verse tonight. Let's read Proverbs 25, 14, and we'll go ahead and pray and then begin. Okay, Proverbs 25, 14. Whoever falsely boasts of giving is like clouds and wind without rain. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the treasures which are found therein. Thank you, Father, that in your word is life. We just pray, Father, that you would guide us as we look into your word this evening. Give us discernment, give us wisdom, Father, and give us grace as we seek to know it. Open our eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of thy law this evening, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Proverbs 25:14 says, whoever falsely boasts of giving is like clouds and wind without rain. If you wanted to translate it very literally, in this order, it would be clouds and wind without rain. It's a man who boasts himself of a false gift. So before we go into what is a false gift, just think of the concept of giving. Giving is a very well-known concept in Scripture, well, really, and our culture. Giving in the Old Testament culture was maybe a little different from ours in that partly it was an agricultural society, but there is giving for marriages, for weddings. There is giving for diplomacy. You can think of course, the Queen of Sheba coming to Solomon and greeting him and presenting gifts to him. That's one example of a gift. Of course, we have gifts today for birthdays, also for gifts and graduations coming up, as probably a lot of us are thinking about. But this particular phrase, whoever falsely boasts of giving, is kind of on its own in Scripture. I wasn't able to find another particular phrase exactly like this, so it's kind of unique. But I think there are several things it could mean, but they're all kind of related. But anyway, before we go into that, there are really different types of giving that we see in Scripture. Of course, first of all, there is God and his gifts to man. Of course, we know James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. God is the one who gives all good gifts. He does not give false gifts. There's also the gifts that men may give to God, or offerings. We see that several places in Scripture. Sacrifices speaks of men presenting gifts or offerings to the Lord. It's another use of the word or the phrase gift. There's also, of course, like we discussed, men giving gifts to one another, whether for diplomacy, whether out of kindness, or even bribery. Those are all used of gifts. But in this passage, we read someone boasting himself of a false gift. So what could this mean? What is this referring to? Well, it also gives us a picture of what whoever falsely boasts of giving is like. But first, let's just see, what does it mean to who falsely boast of giving, or to boast oneself of a false gift. Well, first of all, if someone boasts himself of a false gift from the Lord, what would that look like? If someone boasts himself of a false gift from the Lord, could also be termed as what we might know as a false prophet. If you want to turn to Jeremiah real quick, Jeremiah 1:5, this is when the Lord called Jeremiah to be a prophet. He says to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Now the word ordained, the root word for that is what the Hebrew word to give. So really God gave Jeremiah as a prophet to the nations. And of course, whatever the Lord gave Jeremiah to speak, that the Lord, Jeremiah would speak to the nations. It was the word of the Lord. Of course, we know in Scripture, God in Deuteronomy and the law warned the people of those who claim to be prophets who have received a revelation from the Lord, have received a gift from the Lord, and who are actually not true prophets. There's like several examples. If you just flip over in Jeremiah to chapter 14, there's some examples here of, the Lord had warned the people through Jeremiah of the pestilence that was going to come upon them, that about the Babylonians coming upon them. But the prophets are telling them, no, everything's going to be fine, like he says in verse 13. "Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say to them, You shall not see the sword, nor shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place." So these are the prophets who have their own gift of the Lord. They're telling them of their own imagination that you're not going to see famine, you're not going to see what Jeremiah is saying. But the Lord said to me, verse 14, "The prophets prophesy lies in my name." This is a lying gift that they have. "I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, a divination of worthless thing and the deceit of their heart." And he goes on to say, these people are really false, and that they shall have sword and famine upon them. Anyway, and this is what the wicked do. Psalm 10:3, these people boast themselves in their false gift. As he says in Psalm 10:3, "The wicked boasts of his heart's desire." It's like these false teachers boast themselves in this. And the idea of boasting in their false gift is, if you look at the root word, it's like they praise themselves for this gift that they have received, conceivably from the Lord. But it is obviously a false gift, because false prophets, what they speak, ultimately does not come to pass. So that's one picture of those who boast themselves of a false gift. The other is the people who boast themselves of a false gift that they are maybe presenting to the Lord, who boast themselves of a false offering. Now, many people in the Old Testament times presented offerings to the Lord, but not all these offerings were out of a true heart. Probably one of the most blatant examples was Saul and the Amalekites. You may remember, I think it's 1 Samuel 16, when the Lord told him to go and destroy all the Amalekites, all their animals, and the king. But Saul did not. He said that he has preserved these animals as an offering to the Lord, or you might say a gift to the Lord. But the Lord had not ordained that as a gift. That was evil in the eyes of the Lord, and therefore the Lord rejected him from being king. So that's also an example of a false gift to the Lord. There's other examples, like in the New Testament, we think of the scribes and the Pharisees, how they paid tithes of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. The blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. That's another example of false gift or false offering to the Lord. I know there's other passages in the prophets of false offerings, but I did not have a chance to look them all down. There's also the people that boast themselves of a false gift in this way also ultimately end up being deceitful and lying even to their own companions. I believe it was in Jeremiah 9. Verse 3, we see the ultimate descent of the children of Israel, how they listen to the false prophets, and they begin offerings feigned from the heart to the Lord, but are really false offerings. And it says in verse 3, and like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Lord. Everyone take heed to his neighbor, and do not trust any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. Everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Your dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit, they refuse to know me, says the Lord. There's other proverbs that speak of gifts like this that are lying, or how would I put it? Gifts done in a way for deceit. I think it's Proverbs 21, Proverbs 21:14 gives an example of another of a gift. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe behind the back strong wrath. So that's another example of what these people do, who have gifts of deceit. Because not all gifts are wicked before the Lord or lying. Think of Jacob, for example, who, when he was coming to his brother Esau and feared him, how he sent livestock before him to appease him. But this verse speaks of a bribe behind the back, which is the idea of deceit behind the back. But anyway, to go back to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 14, we've looked at the people who falsely boast themselves of giving, whether they boast that they have a gift from the Lord, or they boast that they are giving a gift to the Lord, an offering, or they boast of giving to other men. Oh, and I forgot another example of a false gift to other men. In Nehemiah, you may remember in Nehemiah there were several Israelites who had slaves, and the Lord had told them to release those slaves, and they had not obeyed him since. So they released the slaves and let them go. But afterward, they regretted it, and they called the slaves back. Now that's another example of a lying gift. They gave them their freedom, but then decided to take it back, which is, in fact, really a lie. Giving a gift that is, and then taking it back is a lie. Anyway, whoever falsely boasts of giving is like clouds and wind without rain. The picture here is of clouds and wind without rain is of one who claims to do something, to give something, but actually does not have any reality or any substance. Of course, we know if a cloud comes in the sky, we might expect rain. But if it doesn't have rain, it's just a vapor that floats away. It doesn't have any substance. And this picture, I think, is very clearly pointed out in the New Testament also. You're probably already thinking of it, of clouds and water or wind without rain, is in Jude. Now, Jude refers to the false teachers as being clouds and wind without rain. In Jude 12, he says, he describes them as they are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. So that is their motivation, not to serve the Lord or to serve the Lord's people, but to serve themselves. Anyway, they are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots. So we see these people that falsely boast of giving. We might just look at them and cry out to the Lord, just examine our own hearts. Are we clouds and wind without rain? Are we truly serving the Lord? I believe in 2 Peter, he says to examine yourselves whether you're in the faith. And these people do not bear any fruit. If you think of Matthew 7, Jesus speaks of false teachers there. He says that you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And so, I just challenge us all today to examine ourselves, make sure that we are in the faith, that we are delighting in the Lord and walking in it. Because the Lord says in Proverbs that all lies are an abomination to him, but he delights in the prayer of the upright. And I just hope that we could say, as he says in Psalm 119, I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. So I just pray that we all look to the Lord and that we strive to seek him in all things and not pursue our own heart's desire, as it says these people with false gifts do. I did find a summary in closing of just a commentary of Matthew Henry had on these people who boast of a false gift. And I thought it summarized it pretty clearly. I'll just read this. So he gives like two examples. He may be said to boast of a false gift. One, who pretends to have received or given that which he never had, which he never gave, makes a noise of his great accomplishments and his good services, but it is all false. He is not what he pretends to be. Or, number two, who promises what he will give and what he will do, but performs nothing. Who raises people's expectations of the mighty things he will do for his country, for his friends, what noble legacies he will leave, but either he has not wherewithal to do what he says, or he never designs it. Such a one is like the morning cloud that passes away and disappoints those who looked for rain from it to water the parched ground. And interesting enough that I do think that Jude verse, clouds without water, I almost think he's referring back to this passage, because there wasn't really any other place in Scripture where it speaks of clouds without water. Anyway, I'm just telling, let's walk in the law of the Lord and in his truth. Does anyone have any questions or comments? All right.